Je houdt af mem dalet. Kent van de 5 lines down. Omulay abaye lerova. Maisha no lulav davdinan lay shiva zechel amigdish. Today we know we take the lulav all 7 days of Sukkot, even though we're not in the base of Migdish, and even though it's only one day midiraisa, still we do it all 7 to remember the way it was in the base of Migdish. In the base of Migdish, the mitzvah was to take the lulav, all the dalet minim, all 7 days. O Maishana, how come Arova, our Indian that we do Zechel Migdish of the Arovis, Tleavdina Lo Shiva, Zechel Migdish? How come we don't hold the Arovis all 7 days to remember the way it was in the base of Migdish? Like now we only do one day, just Hashana Rabba. How come we don't do it all 7 days the same way they did it in the base of Migdish all 7 days? So Amalei, he answered back, his Rav answered back, Hoyo V'yodim Yoitzi De Chavosai V'Arova Shevalulav. The Terence says, yes, really we do hold the lulav, the Arovis, all 7 days. You know what? When we hold the lulav, in the lulav we have the Arovis. So the Arovis will make the mitzvah of Zeichel and Migdash that they used to have the Arovis there also. Omulei Abaye said back to him, Hahu, Mishum lulavu de Kovid lay. No, that's not a Zeichel remembrance of the mitzvah the way they used to have in the Migdash. That's we do, we hold the lulav. Because of the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, we have a mitzvah today to take the Dalet Minim. So even though outside the Beis Hamikdash is only the first day, we do it all 7 days to remember the way they used to take the lulav in the Beis Hamikdash all 7 days. But that we hold the lulav now, that's the zecher of the lulav that they held in the Beis Hamikdash. Not zecher the mitzvah sarovis. So how could you say by holding the lulav with a kind union of zecher for the arovis? So Amalei's Rava said back, oh, the chitaim, the Gemara says, now the chitaim, the kol magvilei. For the magvilei, you pick it up once, and then you pick it up a second time. So the second time you're doing it, that should be a zecher l'shem mitzvah arova. The Gemara says, no. For ma'isim b'chol yoim, the leikav dimen hachi. We see every day people don't do that. People don't pick up the lulav twice. You pick it up once to do the mitzvah, and that's all. So the question is, how come there isn't a takana to take the Arovis every day to remember the way they did it in the Beis Hamikdash? So he wants to enter to pick up the lulav a second time, but we see we don't do that. That's not our minig either, to pick up the lulav the second time. So the question is, how come, why not? So Amalei Rav Zvid Mishmei Derovo. Lulav di Araiso Avdinon Shiva Zeichel Hamikdash. That lulav in the Beis Hamikdash was midi Araiso. So since the mitzvah was midiraisa all 7 days, therefore avdinon shiva zech lemigdash. Now also, outside the Beis Hamikdash, we make a remembrance midirabonin to take the lulav all 7 days, to remember the way they did it in the Beis Hamikdash. Ma'ashenkein arova. That there's a mitzvah to take the arovas, even in the Beis Hamikdash, the rabbonin, it's only midirabonin that they did it all 7 days. Ma'amelolei avdinon lo shiva zech lemigdash. Since it's only midirabonin what they did in the Beis Hamikdash, we don't make now remembrance of that mitzvah. Since that mitzvah was only midirabonin, so now we don't make remembrance all 7 days. It's enough just to do it once. This is only the Havamina. Because we learned before about its midiraisa, that in the Beis Hamikdash they used to take the arovis all 7 days. So we'll see. So Mara says now, Laman, who do you want to give this answer according to? That you want to say arovis in the Beis Hamikdash is not midiraisa, it's only midirabonin. Eli Mali Abishol, if you want to say this goes according to Abishol, Homa, we learned before he said that the Postik says, Arve Nochal. It says, Aloshin Rabbim, Arve Nochal. You have to take the Arovis, the willow tree that grows near the Nachal, near the river. So, Ksiv, so it says, Arve Aloshin Rabbim, like two. So he learned Shtayim. There are two mitzvahs with the Arovis. Achas Lululuv, one mitzvah to take it, part of the Dalet Minim, like part of the Lulav has to have. The Arovis and the Adasim has to be tied together with the Lulav. That's one mitzvah Arovis. The Yachas, another mitzvah is Lemigdash. In the base of Migdash, around the Mizbech, like we learned in the Mishnah, they used to put the Arovis around the base of Migdash, around the Mizbech. So you see, according to Abishol, clearly, it's Midiraisa. It's not a Rabbon de Galocha. That they have the Arovis around the Mizbech, he dashes the Postik. Of Arve Nocha, there are two mitzvahs in the Arovis. So Zichi Midiraisa. Elamai ilu Rabbonin, you want to say good, not according to Abishol. According to Rabbonin Shita, it should, you want to say it's only with the Rabbonin. So the Mor says no. Hilchos HaGemiri lo. That we have the Arovis in the Beis Hamikdash, around the Mizbeach, That's also midiraisa. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The yomer Rabasi, yomer Rabbi Yechanan, mishum Rabbi Nechunya, ish bekas beis chursan. That the halacha is like this. Es and etias. We spoke that once before. That this halacha on shviyas, the halacha is you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to plow the ground. There's a mitzvah toisvah shviyas. That means 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, also you're not allowed to plow the ground. That's midiraisa. However, there's a new halacha, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that if you have Es and etias, you have 10 young trees growing there. In a land, in a space of land that 50 yams by 50 yams, a vesa, the locher is then you're allowed to plow around that whole ground. The whole field you could plow. If you have 10 young trees growing there, and it's spread out within 50 by 50 yams, that's called esenetias, that you're allowed to plow it these 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. You don't have a mitzvah teisvah shviyas on a case of esenetias. Vaita the locher of arovo, like we're learning now, that in the base of Middush, around the Mizbech, they put the Arovis on the 7 days of Sukkot. V'nisa Chamayim, that is, there's a mitzvah, b'shas, they brought the Korban HaTomid in the morning of every day of Sukkot. They had a special mitzvah of Nisa Chamayim, pouring the water. These three halachas are halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai. These were halachas that were learned when the Kodesh Baruch gave the Torah to Moshe by HaSinai. These were taught to Moshe b'Peh. But these are also called halachas midiraisa. It's called halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai. It also has the same din of a diraisa. So if so, both according to Abishol and both according to Rabbanan, the mitzvah of Arovis is midiraisa. So back to the kasha, how come we don't make a zecher remembrance today, all 7 days of Sukkot? Why don't we take the Arovis now to remember the way they did it in the Beis Hamikdash? The same way we take the lulav all 7 days. So the Gemara answers like this, Elo Amar Rav Zvid, Mishmei Derovo. Lulav the Yisla Ikamin HaTorah Begvulin. Lulav that I call upon him one day, there's a mitzvah midiraisa outside the Beis Hamikdash to take the lulav. It's outside the Beis Hamikdash the first day. Ulakachtem lochem bayoyim harishim priyei tzadar. The mitzvah to take the lulav the first day, that's midiraisa. Even Begvulin, even in Eretz Yisrael, no matter where you live, that's a mitzvah to take it the first day midiraisa. So since outside the Beis Hamikdash, there's a mitzvah called upon him one day midiraisa, therefore avdinan leishiva zech lemigdash. Therefore, the rest of us, the other 6 days, we make a remembrance the way it is, the way it is in the Beis Hamikdash, to do it all 7 days. As midirabonin, you do it 7 days. Because I call upon him, there's one day midiraisa. Mashenke na rovo, the mitzvah of our rovis, the less loika min atarah begvulin. That outside the Beis Hamikdash, there's no mitzvah midiraisa at all. Not even one day of Sukkot. The whole mitzvah midiraisa is only around the Mizbeach. In the Beis Hamikdash, you have the mitzvah 7 days. But outside the Beis Hamikdash, there's not even the mitzvah one day. Therefore, lo yavdinan shiva zech l'migdash. Therefore, we don't make a remembrance of it outside the Beis Hamikdash all 7 days. It's enough just to do it one day, just to Shana Rabbah, we make a zikaron. But we don't have to do it all 7 days, because they didn't have this bizman. It's not midiraisa outside the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi Iker, Yoimechon Miyo Yeshle Sherish, Heis by the Lulav I call upon him one day is Midiraisa. Avala Rovo, Ein Lo Shum Sherish Minatera Begvulin. There's no mitzvah at all Midiraisa Begvulin. So therefore we don't make his recurrent 7 days. Omer Eshlokish, look, it's a new aloha now. Kahanim Bali Mumin, if you have a Kohen, even though he's the Baal Mum, he has something wrong with his body, he's possible to do the regular Avodah. But still, nichnosin bein ulam ulam esbeach, kadei losais bi'arovah. In order to do this mitzvah of arovis, on Sukkot, to hold the arovis around the mizbeach, he's allowed to go. Even though he goes all around the mizbeach, and he has to go in the front part of the mizbeach, which is between the ulam, which is the kodesh, and the mizbeach. Like we know in the mizbeach itself, mizbeach achitzim we're talking about, the outside mizbeach, that was in the chatzar. Now in front of the mizbeach, towards Mara, further up, was the Ulam. That's the beginning of the Kodesh. So usually you're not allowed to go between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, has special Kedusha to it. A person's not allowed to go there. Even a Kohen, a Baal Mum, is not allowed to go there. However, now on Sukkot, since he's allowed to do the Avodah of the Arovis, so he's allowed to walk there also. That's for Shlokesh Eschidish. Trashi Kahanim Bali Mumin. Afheim Doichkin V'nechnosim Lahakib Ragleim. They're allowed to push themselves and take the Arovis and walk around the Mizbeach. The Arovis, the Yodim, they're holding the Arovis. Now the Ev Shalahakif, you can't go around the Mizbeach, Shalayichnesu Ben Ulam L'Mizbeach. If you're going around the Mizbeach, you have to go also in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Because that's on the Marav, the west side of the Mizbeach, is that point between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Now V'chol HaShana, the whole year round, the Lachar is Asurim Likone Shom. A Baal Mum Kain is not allowed to go there, because they are minimum Masechta Kelim, a Perek Rishin. Mashen came now on Sukkis, since he's doing the avoid of the Arovis, he's allowed to walk even in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Omalei Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan said back to Rish Lakish, Mi Yomro, like who said this? So Rashi says, Hashta Sagadaitech, Tochi Koma, Mi Yomro Shi Choyvo, Koma Losezbo, like who said the Chlal is the Choyv to take the Arovis? Like you said such a Loshin, that a Koyin Balmum could be Yoytze, could they Losez? Mashmi as a Chiyiv, all the Karnam of a Chiyiv told the Arovis, and even a Kohen Baal Mum could hold it to be Mekayim his Choyv. Like who said there's a Chiyiv for the Kanim? All the Kanim have told their Rava. For the Gemara, Mi Yomra, Ho Iyu Omra, he himself said it. The Yomra Rabasi, Yomra Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bekas Ischurson, that Esen Atiyas, that we just learned before, Rabbi Yechanan himself was the one that said over, that it's Midi Reis, it's Halacha L'Mashim Sinai, these three Halachas, of Esen Atiyas, these 10 young plantings, that you're allowed to plow the ground there for them, up until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Arava, the mitzvah to hold the Arava, take it around the Mizbeach, on Sukkis, is Halakha L'Mashim Sinai. V'nisach HaMayim, Halakha L'Mashim Sinai. So what are you asking back Rabbi Yechanan? Who said it's a Chiv? Told the Aravis on Sukkis, you yourself said it's Halakha L'Mashim Sinai. Like, what's your question? Rosh Lakish says, a Baal Mum, a Kohen Baal Mum has a right to hold the Aravis and to be Mekayim his Chiv. So Rabbi Yechanan is asking back, who said there's a chiyuv to hold the Arovis? What do you mean, who said there's a chiyuv? You yourself said there's a halacha L'Mashim Sinai here. So Mora says, Ella, what Rabbi Yechanan meant to ask back was like this. Ella miyomra v'netila, who said the mitzvah Arovis is that you have to hold the Arovis and walk around the Mizbeach, and then there'll be a chiyuv upon any kohen that could do it. He'll be mechuyuv to hold the Arovis. Dilma b'skifa. Maybe the whole mitzvah is not that you have to hold it. It's enough for one kohen to go there, and he'll be zokav, he'll stick up, put up the aravis around the mizbeach, and that's enough. Maybe there's no mitzvah you have to hold on to it. It's enough just b'skifa. So Drashi, Dilma b'skifa. The kohen echad zokva. It's enough for one kohen to hold up, to stand up the arava. Ayidei akol, he'll do it for everybody. V'yein chayva kula. There's no such chiyuv upon every kohen to do it. Like, that's the kasha. Why are you, Rosh Lakish, saying, like, even a kohen, a Baal Mum, could do this to be Mekayim is Chayiv, mashm every kohen has a chiyuv to hold the Arovis? No. Maybe the mitzvah Arovis is for one kohen to stand up the Arovis around the Mizbeach, and he does it for everybody. So if so, maybe there's no chiyuv upon everybody, just one kohen does it. That was the question. That's what the Yechanan asked back to Rosh Lakish. Hey, dum of his kifa. And right, another question is, miyomra b'bali mumim. Dilma b'tmimim. Like, who said this is an avoida? Maybe the alocha, the avoida of Arova, is like any other avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. That you only need a kohen at a tam. You can't use a kohen at a Baal Mum. If a kohen has something wrong with his body, one leg is too long, he's missing an arm, he can't do the avoida. So maybe for the mitzvahs Arovas also. This is it. That's what Tosfos says. Dilma. Ein alach l'mashir misin ala b'tzmimim. Haruyin l'avoido. K'moy shein alach l'mashir misin ala b'zarim. The same way the halach l'mashir misin is to use a koyin, maybe who are the nidavku koyin, a tam, a pure, a whole koyin. Not a koyin that's a Baal Mum. So that's two kashas on Rosh Lakish. First of all, who said every koyin has the chiyah to do it? And secondly, even if yes, who says the Baal Mumim could do it? Maybe only a tam could do it. So that's Rabbi Yechanan's two kashas to Rosh Lakish. Itma. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chadoma, one says, Arova. That we have a mitzvah now of Arovis, that we do on Hashanah Rabbah, Yisoid Nevi'im. One says it's at the corner of the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im were mistaken to do it. It's called the Yisoid Nevi'im. The Nevi'im made this takona. So Rashi, Yisoid Nevi'im hu, takonas Nevi'im achreinim. This is a takona that the Nevi'im achreinim told us to do it. Chagai, Zachar, Yamalachai, Shoyim, Yimatko. They were part of the Anshe Knesset HaGedola, so they made a takona that in Hashanah Rabbah, there's an Indian now to take the Arovis. That's what one says. Techadoma, one says, Arova minig nevi'im. One says, no, it's not a yisoid, it's not a takona. It's tam only a minig. There's no real din to do it, like we learned before. The Arova is, there's no mitzvah midiraisa outside the Beis HaMikdash. The only mitzvah is inside the Beis HaMikdash. So outside the Beis HaMikdash, like today, we don't have any Beis HaMikdash. There's no mitzvah midiraisa. There's not even a mitzvah midiravon either. It's only a minig nevi'im. The nevi'im said it's a good minig to do. So Rashi, minig means henhigu esom. They made a minig. That's a good thing to do. V'loy tiknu lehem. They didn't make a takana like you have to do it. It's not called a mitzvah midrabonin. What's the difference? But a kohen, you're supposed to do it though. On a shana rabbah, you're supposed to take the aravis. So what's the nafkumina if it's a takana or it's only a minig? The nafkumina the loy boi bracha. Like we do now, we don't make a bracha on the aravis because we hold it's only a minig nevi'im. Telekul emayim v'tzivonu. Since it's not a takon, it's not a chiv midrabon to do it, we can't make a bracha. Bishleim, if there's a mitzvah midrabon and you have a chiv to do it, we can say, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayisla v'tzivonu. They will massacre, they will mitzav for us to do it. But if it's only a minig, there's no v'tzivonu, we don't make a bracha. And that's why l'maisa today, when we do the aravos on Hashanah Rabbah, we don't make a bracha. Because it's only a minig nevi'im. See, that's the machlokes. One man the Yomah says, you wouldn't make a bracha, it's a takonis nevi'im. And one says, no, it's only a minig nevi'im. Tamar says, Testayim, I have a raya, the Rabbi Yechanan, who the Yoma, Yisoid Nevi'im. Rabbi Yechanan is the one that says, yes, it's at the Konis Nevi'im, it's Yisoid Nevi'im, and the Melu, you should make a bracha on Hashanah Rabbah. The Yoma Rabbi Avu, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Arova, that we have a mitzvah, take the Arova, you should know, Yisoid Nevi'im who. It's called the Yisoid Nevi'im, Testayim, it's a good raya. It's not only a minig, but it's at the corner of the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin, the Anshik Nesek Adelu, the Masakin, that everybody should take our rabbis on the Shana Rabbah. Oma le Rab Zeru, le Rab Avuha, miyam Rab Yechanan Hochi, is it true that Rab Yechanan said like this? Did Rab Yechanan really say it? That it's called the Yisayin of Vimhi? For the Gemara, the Yom Rab Yechanan said, Mishum Rab Nechunya, Ish Bekas Beis Chorson, Esen Atiyas, Arab of Nisach Amayim, Halachal Mashim Sinai. His blood learned before, Rabbi Yechanan said it's a mitzvah midiraita, it's halacha l'mashim Sinai, to take the Arav in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Vayis, the Havamina was now that the Yisoid Nevi'im is not the Pshat, it's the Yisoid Nevi'im now, his man is there. It's the Yisoid Nevi'im Achlau, the whole mitzvah Arav, even in the Beis HaMikdash, that you put it around the Mizbeach, the Havamina was that Rabbi Yechanan said it's only Yisoid Nevi'im. It's only the Anshik Nesak Dela was Mesakin to take the Arav as to put him around the Mizbeach. So that's the Gemara's Kash, is that true? Rabbi Yechanan himself said it's midiraisa. He said it's called halacha l'mashim Sinai. It's not stam a yisoid nevi'im. It was learned much before. It's by halacha l'mashim Sinai. It's a deraisa to do the aravis. So how could Rabbi Yechanan himself say it's only yisoid nevi'im? So the first one says ishtoimim kishor. And he kept quiet for a second. He was astonished. He didn't know what to answer. Ishtoimim kishor chod. He kept quiet for a short time. The Yomer, and he said the teretz is like this. Shachum. V'chozu v'yostem. It's not true. Avadim etchilu with halacha l'mashim Sinai. But then it came out when they went into Bovel and to Golis after the Churban HaBayis Rishon, they forgot about the mitzvah. And now by the Bayis HaMikdash HaSheni, that's when they reminded them again now to tell them about the mitzvah Rova. So it's true, we're still both are talking about the Yisrael Nevi'im is going on in the Bayis HaMikdash, by the Bayis HaMikdash HaSheni. The reason why they had their Rovas there was the Yisrael Nevi'im. I, Rabbi Yechanan, said it's halacha l'mashim Sinai. True, it's halacha. But they forgot about it when they went into Golis. After the Churban HaBayis HaRishon, they forgot about it. And by the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, they had to have the Nevi'im to remind them. For the Gemara, is that true? Or miyam Rabbi Yechanan Hochi, Rabbi Yechanan said like this, that mashmi after the Churban HaBayis HaRishon, when they went into Golis Bavel, they forgot the learning, they forgot the halachas, that you had to have later the Anshik Nesek and then later to remind them, to teach them the halacha, is that true? Well, soon see, Rabbi Yechanan said no. Rabbi Yechanan said, Bizman, Klai Yisrael was in Golis Bavel, they knew the Torah gan Tzvayin. They knew how to learn very good there. They didn't forget anything. The Yomar, Rabbi Yechanan said like this, Omir Rabbi Yechanan Hochi, Omir Rabbi Yechanan, Tilachoyin Amri, Tilachoyin Hi. Like he thought to say, Torah only belongs in Eretz Yisrael. But when he saw that Choshev Rabbonim came up from Bavel, he said, Yishnel, now I see that Torah even belongs in Bavel also. So Rashi says, there's a Gemara and Bavel come like that. Rashi says, the Yom Rabbi Yechanan, the Lachayin Amri, the Lachayini, Rav Kana, Maisa was, Rav Kana, Hoyo, Mitamid, the Rav. Rav Kana was his Rebbe. Rav Kana was a Talmud of Rav. While Yechor, he was very smart. Moid. O Baruch Leretz Yisrael. Rav Kahana went to learn in Eretz Yisrael, lefnei Rav Yechonin, in front of Rav Yechonin. His first Rav Kahana was a Talmud by Rav in Bavel. And for some, he got in trouble with the government. He had to skip town, so he ran away from Bavel, went to Eretz Yisrael to learn by Rav Yechonin. Mach mesmar did shahorag liyodim echad. He killed a person, and he had to run away. Could I mean about Perek Basa, the Baba Kama? Now, when Rav Kahana was in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yechonin used him a lot. Rav Yechonin used to ask a lot of questions to Rav Kahana. So after Rav Yechonin saw that Rav Kahana was so smart, he knew so much, and he only came from Bavon, so Rav Yechonin told his other Talmidim from Eretz Yisrael like this. Rav Yechonin told them, Lebnei Eretz Yisrael, that Sofer Hayis, I used to think, She'et Torah Shalachem. Torah belongs to us in Eretz Yisrael, Torah is our Torah. It didn't go into Gaul in the bubble. They don't know Torah in bubble. But now I see now that the Torah attacker went to Gaul's bubble also. Shafa Pisha Gaul, even though they weren't to Gaulis. Omdulhem Chokhma. Chokhma Sachar Shemazdia Shagolu in Yechonia. Kedasiva called Gurmas Menachem. Kitzab Yechon himself said he saw that the Torah went to Bubble Gansfein and they remembered the Torah there. So last one, Rashi Alma, Svilu Rav Yechonin, Tlai Nishtakha Torah Begolos Bavul. So Rav Yechonin holds that they did not forget the learning when they went into Golos Bavul. Adarabba, they knew how to learn very good there. And Adarabba, now when Rav Kahana came back from Bavul to Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yechonin had to use him. Rav Yechonin learned from him. So I call upon him to Kasha again to Rav Yechonin. How, what did Rav Yechonin first say? That the mitzvah Rovis is Aloch L'Moshe Mitzinai. So how come later on he said, Yishno, it's only Yisoy Neviim, it's only Atakonim Neviim, the Yanshe Knesset Gadol was mistaken there, Rovis. I had to see, right? So my answer is like this. Like Kasha, about there's no Kasha here, like we said at the beginning. Kan v'migdash, kan v'gvulin. About do the Rovis in the base of Migdash, that's about the Midirais Aloch L'Moshe Mitzinai. And there the Aloch was all 7 days of Sukkis. There was the mitzvah for the Kahanim, either to hold the Arovis and go around the Mizbeach, or else just for one Kohen to place the Arovis standing up around the Mizbeach. That's a mitzvah all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Halach L'Mashem Sinai, of a Kan V'Gvulin. That we have the Arovis on Hashanah Rabbah one day, we do remembrance to where they have it in the Beis HaMikdash, that's only a Yisoid Neviim. That's only Midi Rabbonin. There's no din Midi Raisa to do Arovis outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's only a Yisoid Neviim. So Rabbi Yechonin's Shita is, what type of Atakona was it? It was a real Chiyuv Midirabon, it's called the Yisoid Neviim, to take the Arovis. So according to Rabbi Yechonin, you would make a brach on a Shana Rabbah. Well, with Allah, we hold it's not a Yisoid Neviim, we hold it's only a Minig Neviim. It's only a Minig to do it, and therefore we don't make a brach on a Minig. Trashi, the Migdash, Halach Lamash Mitzinai. The Gvulan, there it's only a Yisoid Neviim. The Gvulan, it's only a Yisoid. Amar Rab Ami, Arova Tzricha Shir. The mitzvah to hold the Arova, the special mitzvah Arova, has to have a Shir. There's a size, how long it has to be. We'll soon see. V'eino nitelas ele b'fnei atzma. You're only allowed to hold it by itself. Trashi, ein dover acha neged imo demucha shi mitzvah. You can't have anything tied onto the Arova. When you want to take the Arovas, the Shem Arovas, it has to be by itself, nothing else tied onto it. And you can't be yotze the mitzvah rovis by holding your luluv. Even though you have a rovis and a luluv, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah that way. Because it's not nikkur you're doing it, l'shem mitzvah a rovis. Kadimara, kivan di yom amar, einan itelas ele b'fnei atzmo, once you told me that the rovis has to be by itself, nothing else tied onto it, l'chur pshita di einodim yotze by rovis shebeluluv. Them shita for the second halacha. What do you have to say it for? For sure, you can't be the kind of mitzvah rovus on the Shana Rabbah just for holding your lulav. Because when you're holding your lulav, you have it tied together with the adas and with the lulav. All three minim are tied together. So pshita you can't be yotze the mitzvah rovah with the lulav. Mazmar says, "Ma the time I would have thought like this: Hani mili hecha de layagva v'ader agbo. That's only if you don't pick up the lulav twice. If you only take the lulav once." Then we say, since now the Arovis is tied together with the Adas and with the Lulav, it's not Nikkur, we don't see you doing it L'Shem Arova. So therefore, since it's not by itself, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. But in the case, Agbiyah, you picked it up once L'Shem Mitzvah Lulav. You put it down. And then you picked it up a second time, Eimaloi. Maybe then I would say you would be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because then there's no certain really the fact that it's tied together. Because now, what are you picking up a second time for? The Chorot's Mucha Milsa, we see clearly you're doing it, L'Shem Mitzvah Sarava. So maybe it would be kosher now. In other words, that you have something else tied together with the Rava, it's not a real psul. It's only a vort is, you have to do it Zecha for Mitzvah Sarava. So we have to see you doing that Ravis. If you have something else tied onto it, it doesn't look like you're doing the Mitzvah Sarava. But here that you have the Lulav, so you picked it up once. So good, you put it down again. Now why are you picking it up a second time for? For the Mitzvah Lulav, you don't have to do it a second time. So I would have thought that by picking it up a second time, that's enough hakoret we could see. We could realize it. That you're doing the L'Shem Mitzvah Sarava. Kamashtula, no. Still, a kopon and silt, as long as the Aravis is tied together in the Lulav, you can't do Mekayim the Mitzvah. But Allah has brought down Enochanami. After you put down your Lulav, if you take out the Aravis out of the Lulav, and just hold the Aravis by itself, then you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's only Kol Zaman the Aravis is inside the Lulav, that it's not Nika, we don't see doing the L'Shem Mitzvah Sarava. Rashi, Avol Heichu the Yagbein, L'Shem Natilas Lulav, V'odar Agbein L'Shem Aravah, maybe then you would be Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Ikoy Chachatuba, we could see clearly what you want to do. We see clearly the second time now is only L'Shem Mitzvah Aravis. So maybe you would be Mekayim it. That's Kamashla, no, it's not called enough of a Heker. If you want to do it that way, you have to take the Aravis out of the Luluf and then do it. By the Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda, Om Rav Yitzchak, Odom Yotzi Dechavos for the Aravis Sheb Luluf. He holds, yes, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because it's time in such a case. In a case where you pick it up a second time, see, holds, that's also called enough of a hecker. Like, what are you doing it a second time for? You don't have to. Elamai, you're doing L'Shem Mitzvah Sarava, that's also good. But with Ikra Lach, we hold that the first man, the Yom, that you're not Yotze. I think with the Ever, though, we hold you are Yotze. But the Ikra Shittim is that you're not Yotze by just picking up the Lulav. You have to, at most, take out the Aravis out of it. But Elamai, so the minig is, everybody has special Aravis. We'll soon see. It's in you to have nice ones, long ones. It should be zecher to know it's being done L'Shem Mitzvah Sarava. So about like a tchila to have special aravis for Mitzvah Sarava. But if you don't have aravis, you could take the aravis out of your lulav and then use it. Yeah? Yeah. Just another min shouldn't be with it, right? Just tying it is all right, here. The Kama Shiura. So now going back to the original case, we said there's a shear, how much the aravis have to be. The Kama Shiur, what's the Shiur? Omer Rav Nachman, Gimel Bade Olin Lachin. You have to have three Badim, three stalks, that has wet leaves, that have fresh leaves on it. That's what you have to have. The Rashi Shloshe Badi means Shiesh B'chol Echad Olin Lachin. You have to have three different stalks, three pieces of the Aravis, and each piece has wet, fresh leaves on it. Rav Shesha Samar Afilu Olo Echad Ubad Echad. Even if you only have one leaf and one stem, that's enough. So the Havamina is a leaf by itself and a stem by itself. At the Gemara, all echo the bad echo sagadaita. How could that be? Like, what's a leaf? A leaf is nothing. Like, how could you say you just have to have one stalk and one leaf? Ella, what Rosh Hashanah meant to say was like this: Ella emo afilu all echo the bad echo. You mekayim the mitzvah. You only have one piece of arava, one stalk with one leaf. If it only has one leaf on the one stalk, then you mekayim the mitzvah. Trashi all echo the bad echo sagadaita. Ola mashma b'loy bad, mashma leaf by itself without the stem. O bad b'loy ola. O myla kicha b'ola b'loy bad hole minkura. Like what's going on here? Just holding a leaf means nothing. Now what we're meant to say is, ola echad the bad echad. Bad echad, you have to have one stem, one piece. O boy ola echad. Fidaya, that's enough. If you have one piece and one leaf, that's enough for the mitzvah that's karnas neviyim. V'chiyamin ad liyel. Gimel Tfachim, that though we say before the Aravis has to be tall. At least Gimel Tfachim, that's Lagabe Lulavu, the Armina. It's only for Mitzvah Lulav. Shetei Aravu Arucha Shleish Tfachim. That the Aravis have to be long, three Tfachim. Aval Aravu, that though we hold the Aravis Lezeich Lamigdash, for special Mitzvah Aravis, Shei Makifim Bavif Neyatzman, Kol Dehusagi. It can be as small as you want, but it'll be enough to be kind of Mitzvah Aravis. As long as it has one stalk and one leaf, you mekayim the mitzvah. Drashi v'hashti nagu aminigizdo lohavim rabiyas anofim aruchim. The minigizdo to take nice long leaves v'yofim sheminkura mitzvah v'yayin yofim. It should take a look nice to doing the mitzvah. So the minigiz, our minigiz to take five stalks we do. And the minigiz to have nice leaves also. It should look nice. shouldn't just be even though you're mekayim the mitzvah with just one piece and one leaf, then that's not the minig. The minig is though to make it look nice, l'shem mitzvah, we take our minig as we take five pieces. Omar Avoy, have a kimna kaim with Reb Lazar Reb Tzadik. Avoy said that he was once in front of Reb Lazar Reb Tzadik, and he saw something happened. That the Isiyahu Gavro Arova Kaimei, that a person brought the Arovas in front of him on the Shana Rabba, shockily took it, chavit, he hit the Arovas like we do, v'lay berach, and didn't make a bracha. Kisava, why not? Why didn't he make the bracha? Minig Neviyamu, like we learned before, not like Rabbi Yechanan, it's not called the Yisoid Neviyam, Atakonis Neviyam, it's only a Minig Bialma. And in a thing that's only a Minig Bialma, we don't make a bracha.
Alright, turn over.